Everyone, we have Massimo Farron from Halifax Wanderers here. We'll start things off
the room again. If there's any on Zoom, please raise his hand.
We'll start things off again.
Charlie.
Massimo, obviously kind of a tough way to go out. Just maybe start with your overall thoughts on how that sort of played out.
Yeah, obviously it was difficult, giving up two goals after a lead, especially in the first half, just before halftime. You know, similar to our first game, again, giving up a late goal in the first half is never something, you know, that any team hurts a little bit more. It's tough to rebound from, and obviously, you know, we, with the way that Ottawa plays, they're more difficult to play when they have a lead. Tough team to break down, have a lot of numbers behind the ball, so you don't want to give them even more reason to do that. So, yeah, it was definitely disappointing, but we'll keep going. We'll work on it.
Probably doesn't feel so good now, but scoring that goal, you know, I'm sure you've got friends and family here. That must have been pretty fun.
Yeah, of course. You know, scoring my first one with the Wanderers is always a special feeling. It was nice to be able to experience that with family and friends here. So, you know, definitely bittersweet. Nice to have it done. Would have wished we got the win, but another time.
Any more for Massimo? Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah, just a shame it wasn't down at this end where the Wanderers fans were, but just maybe just speak to some of the guys that traveled as well, the you know, sizable contingent, I guess, from both sides, but, you know, for the Wanderers fans to travel, obviously much further distance compared to the Ottawa fans as well, so.
Yeah, they're incredible. Obviously the best in the league, and, you know, I've yet to experience, you know, a home game, but that's something I'm looking forward to. But, you know, we saw it in the first game in Ottawa with the big support group for the full 90 minutes singing, you know, getting behind us. And then again today, obviously it's a far trip coming out here. There's not really a close team in the CPL to Halifax, so these are long trips for all of them. And it's incredible that you know, they go out of their way to do this week in and week out.
Any more in the room? Yes.
You have like three teammates and the two from the coaching staff from Vaughan from last year. How easy has it been to like fit in instead of you being like the lone guy moving across the country, having like, you know, five people, you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely makes a difference being able to go into a team where you understand the identity, of course, as on the football field, and also having a relationship with many of the guys who are there playing now with the coaching staff. It definitely makes a big difference. It helps that transition be a lot easier. So, yeah, it's definitely something that's helpful, and it's nice, and I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed, you know, also helping out some of the newer guys who are getting into this and learning, you know, the way we play, what we want to do, making that a seamless transition for them as well. So it's definitely nice. It's a good piece to have.
Yeah, the Wanderers, the nickname for you guys, the transition here.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, KJ?
Quick one. Matt, great to see you. I know the coach is familiar, but the league has been different for you so far. You've played two games, but you've been competitive without winning them. What's it been like for you in terms of making that step up? Have you felt out there?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a level up playing with League One last year. You know, I was at the USL prior to that, so I have some experience, obviously, and I would say it's a similar level there. So I think I came in knowing the level, whether it's guys in the league that I've known, I've played against or played with. But no, it's definitely a competitive league. You see every game, you know, no team walks over any team. It's from minute one to minute 90, they're close matches. But those are obviously the most fun. Those are the leagues you want to play in, the games you want to play in. So, yeah, it's definitely a competitive league, which is, I think, great for everybody.
Any more for Massimo before we wrap up? All right, thanks, Massimo.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Lee looks